Advocates for residents of long-term care facilities have been asking state officials to tweak some of the provisions outlined in the plan to allow more family visitations, as well as social gatherings inside the facilities. Those were restricted because of the coronavirus. Most of the facilities in North Dakota are in Phase 1 of the reopening plan, meaning family members can make outside visits to residents. North Dakota Long-Term Care Association Executive Director Shelley Peterson says one tweak that was implemented is that during Phase 2, residents will be able to sit 4 at a dining table with tables 6 feet apart.
Because they haven't seen their table mates that they used to eat with each day, and they're in their rooms. And being in a room for 90 days has been difficult, even though there's been a lot of virtual visitation and doorway bingo and other activities.
Peterson says families also want the opportunity to hug their loved ones who are in a facility if they're wearing protective gear.
It has been really, really hard to have families see each other for the first time in 90 days and not want to hug them. We know there's some hugs that people are sneaking in, and rightly so.
State Human Services Director Chris Jones said a task force is looking at the issue.
We don't have a definitive answer yet on when we can begin to hug, but we do recognize that it's extremely important.
Meanwhile, Governor Burgum has announced a pilot project at a Bismarck facility. He says at Augusta Place, if family members are tested for COVID and come back negative, they will be allowed to have a scheduled indoor visitation for a period of 1 week following that negative test. Burgum said that mirrors workers in those facilities who are tested weekly.
We realize that there still is risk because you can test negative on a Monday and you could be exposed on a Tuesday or Wednesday and have COVID and then go visit a loved one on a Thursday or Friday. And we understand there's risk here, but we're bringing the risk down for family members with this trial testing to the same rate of risk that we are when we have healthcare workers entering the facilities.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.